We're just coming up to this facility on the right-hand side here now.
Brad May slows down and scans the area surrounding a squat concrete building. It's owned by a company that was once under suspicion for illegal dumping. We've come here so that May can give a sense of what happens when he places a company under surveillance.
As you can see, it's a fairly old factory in a fairly industrial area in the north of Toronto that's involved in the recycling and reconditioning of containers used for paints and coatings and lubricants and that sort of thing.
May pulls into a nearby driveway obscured by weeds. As he sips a cup of coffee, he looks like a typical investigator, right down to the khaki uniform. The guy in the back seat, however, probably wouldn't get a second look. He's wearing jeans and a plaid shirt, and he lets May do most of the talking. His name is Mark Pomeroy, and not surprisingly, he's the spy. Out on surveillance, he doesn't have much to say, but he does point out an 18-wheeler that's parked a shipping container in front of the building.
Well, you'll notice here we have a container, and the container has a various bunch of numbers on it, and that's very good information. What shipping line did it arrive from? Who's hauling it as far as the carrier is concerned? Then you can find out if the items that they're receiving would indeed be something that we'd be interested in looking at as far as a potential violation is concerned.
Pomeroy searches for trends in industries where there's an incentive to pollute. For instance, if the price of pork drops, he'll watch for hog farmers looking for a cheap way to dump their manure. Or mechanics might be offering great deals on Freon, a highly regulated chemical that's used in old air conditioners. That could prompt a visit to some local garages in search of illegal imports. A lot of times, Pomeroy teams up with customs officers, the police, and Environment Canada investigators. He says his job is different than that of a typical officer. He tries to anticipate the next wave of environmental crime.
Whereas they might focus on one specific case, intelligence would look at that and say, okay, you're dealing with this specific type of a problem. Is that prevalent with these types of companies? Which in turn would say, okay, inspections, don't just focus on this particular company. Look at A, B, C, D companies also.
Here in his office, Pomeroy locks the door before he settles into a comfortable chair. There's a bit of a James Bond feeling here. Secrecy is highly valued. There's even white noise piped throughout the building to reduce the chance of being overheard. As he talks about whistleblowers and anonymous tips, it's clear that Pomeroy loves his job.
I like law enforcement. I find it kind of a stimulating challenge to see somebody who thinks they're so smart that they're doing this and they're getting away with it. And it's very gratifying to actually go after that type of a person, exposing them, and if it's a violation, prosecuting them.
Pomeroy is one of six environmental spies in Canada and part of the only environmental intelligence unit in the world. The unit was created in 1998 to improve enforcement of the new laws enacted under the Canadian Environmental Protection Act. It's a big job, but for Pomeroy, the best part is when he's working in the field. He cultivates informants, looking for internal whistleblowers and unhappy competitors. And he'll trail suspicious cars and conduct drive-bys on companies to gather information. Pomeroy says his main goal is to find the big fish operating in the shadows of an industry.
The big thing for an intelligence officer is to look at the unknown community. Are there people out there who have never come forward and gone through the process of registering with us or gone through the noticing permits? It's up to me to see if they actually are out there and are they circumventing our regulations.
But Pomeroy has been hampered by the fact that he's the only environmental spy in the province of Ontario. That's soon to change. He'll be joined by a second spy as Environment Canada doubles the size of its intelligence unit. That's welcome news for environmentalists like Jerry DeMarco. He's the managing lawyer with the Sierra Legal Defense Fund, and his group argues that the Canadian government is not enforcing its own environmental laws. The group filed a complaint under the North American Free Trade Agreement, and an internal government report backed up their claims. DeMarco says the new officers are arriving at a crucial time.
They need more resources for two distinct reasons. One is that they haven't had enough to enforce the laws that do exist, and also there has been the passage of several new laws and regulations in the last few years that also require enforcement staff.
For instance, Canada is adding new chemicals to its list of toxic substances. That'll mean more work for the investigators who track them. Mark Pomeroy acknowledges it's still a fledgling operation, and he's spending much of his time building trust with industry sources, law enforcement, and even environmental groups. But he's confident that trust will translate into valuable information, which will make it tougher for companies that continue to break the law. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.